Good afternoon, brethren. Brethren, I want to start today by sharing something from my own background. Music has always been a massive part of my life. I grew up playing and learning several instruments, and before God called me, I was a lead singer in rock bands throughout high school, and I even dropped out of college, got in a reggae band, and toured around the state of Florida for a year. No, that's real. That's true. But music is still a very important part of my life today. And one thing you learn very quickly as a musician is that when a full band is playing, it can sound like just a massive wall of sound coming at you. When you have drums crashing, you have guitars blaring, you have keyboards going, all of it can be quite overwhelming to your ears. If you want to hear just the bass line or maybe just the vocal or something, you really have to train your ear to isolate those frequencies. And you really have to consciously choose to tune out the chaos and lock into the one sound that actually matters. Now, I want you to keep that idea of training your ear in mind today, because we live in what is arguably the loudest period in human history. And I'm talking about the constant, overwhelming noise of our modern culture. From the moment we wake up, there are many, many voices competing for our attention. Now think about your average week. We have 24/7 news cycles designed to keep us constantly on edge. We have social media feeds telling us how we should look, what we should buy, and who we should be angry at. We have the pressures of school, we have the demands of the workplace, and the expectations of our peers. We carry smartphones in our pockets that ping and buzz with notifications from dawn until dusk. And what is the result of all this noise? What happens when we are constantly bombarded by this wall of sound? Well, it produces stress, fear, and profound confusion. We are drowning in information, yet we are absolutely starving for peace and direction. If you have ever felt overwhelmed by the sheer volume of voices telling you how to live your life, you are not alone. It is very easy to feel like we are wandering in a dark, noisy room, just bumping into things, trying to find the exit. The question for us today is, how do we find our way out? When the noise of our culture brings anxiety and confusion, where do we find the solution? Well, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. John chapter 10, and in John chapter 10, Jesus is speaking to people who are also surrounded by competing voices, and he gives them an incredibly profound principle about how a Christian is supposed to operate in a noisy world. Let's start reading in verse 22. John 10, verse 22. Says, now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Now let's focus closely on verse 27. In John 10, verse 27, Jesus says that his sheep hear his voice. He knows them, and they follow him. So this verse reminds us that following Jesus Christ doesn't start with doing, it starts with listening. We don't follow blindly, we listen first. And when Jesus talks about his voice, he doesn't mean an audible sound most of the time. He's talking about recognizing his truth and his character. And we hear his voice first and foremost through the scriptures. God also works with us through the power of his Holy Spirit to help us understand his truth and guide our thinking. And sometimes he uses wise people to point us back to God's word. Just like you could recognize a close friend's voice in a crowded room, you can learn to recognize the voice of Jesus Christ. And that takes relationship and time. Now, if one of my family members calls my name in a crowded room, I don't have to see their face to know it's them, because I know their frequency. I know their tone. Jesus is saying, if you belong to me, you can learn to recognize what I sound like. And what does he sound like? Well, his voice leads towards truth, love, humility, and life, not guilt or panic or hate. Now, once we understand that we have to isolate his voice, we begin to see how his voice acts as the solution to all of our cultural problems and confusions. Please flip just a couple of pages back to John chapter 8. John 8. Let's read John 8, verse 12. John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Notice here, brethren, the powerful metaphor that Jesus uses here. He's saying he is the light of the world. Light helps you see clearly where to go and what to avoid. If you are in a pitch black room filled with shouting voices, those voices can't help you find the door. Only a light can. And the world around us is in spiritual darkness. So when Jesus Christ says that those who follow him won't walk in darkness, he's saying that listening to his voice brings clarity, direction, and life. Following him isn't just about believing he exists. It's about paying attention to what he says and letting his words guide our choices. And his voice prepares us for God's coming kingdom, where his way of life will guide the whole world, as he will then be King of kings and Lord of lords, reigning here on the earth. But to actually hear that voice and see that light, we have to make a deliberate choice to step away from the noise. Now, let me give you a biblical example. You don't need to turn there, but think back to the Old Testament prophet Elijah. Elijah was one of the most important prophets in the Old Testament. He performed miracles. He challenged false gods, and he helped people turn back to the one true God. But even Elijah had times when he was overwhelmed by the noise. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah is exhausted. He's afraid, and he's ready to give up. He runs into the wilderness and he hides in a cave. And God comes to him to provide a solution for his anxiety. But how does God do it? Well, before God speaks, there's a lot of noise. There's a hurricane force wind. There's an earthquake and a fire. But God's voice wasn't in that chaos and those things. He spoke in a gentle whisper. Often, brethren, we want God to shout over the noise of our lives, but God often requires us to slow down, get quiet, and listen for that still, small voice. Brethren, if we are constantly distracted by our phones, by our schedules, and by our worries, we will miss it. Hearing God's voice then requires us to intentionally create quiet moments with him. And that brings us to another crucial point. With so many experts, so many influencers, so many politicians and philosophers out there, why should we trust his voice above all the others? Why is Jesus Christ the only reliable solution to our confusion? Well, please turn with me to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. We can trust Jesus Christ because of the unmatched authority behind his words. Let's read verses 49 and 50 together. John 12, verses 49 and 50. Verse 49. John 12, verse 49, he says, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." Brethren, this is absolutely massive. This means when Jesus Christ speaks, it's not just good advice or a wise opinion. It's God speaking truth and life. Jesus' words are completely aligned with God the Father's heart and plan because they are completely unified in purpose. That truth is made even clearer in Matthew 17, verse 5. During the transfiguration, a voice comes out of the cloud. It speaks out loud and says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Hear him. God doesn't say, "Hear everyone." He doesn't say, "Hear your feelings first." He points us directly to his Son, Jesus Christ. This is God the Father's stamp of approval. Jesus Christ's voice is the one that we can trust. Now, when a human expert speaks, we might listen. But when God speaks, we must build our lives upon it. Brethren, there are so many voices competing for our attention. Friends, culture, social media, pressures, and fear. But we do not have to live as victims to the noise of this world. We don't have to be crushed by the anxiety, by the comparison, and the confusion that surrounds us every day in this world. God has provided a solution. He has given us the light of the world. But to walk in that light, we have to make that deliberate choice to let his voice be louder than the culture around us. You cannot navigate out of the dark by listening to the noise. You have to follow the light. So, my challenge for all of us this coming week is this. Find 10 minutes of complete silence. Turn off the music in the car. Leave your phone in the other room. Open your Bible and just listen. Tune out the wall of sound and practice listening for that still, small voice of your Savior. The verses we've gone over, brethren, today, they remind us that if we want to truly follow God, we need to learn to hear the voice of Jesus Christ. So I want to leave you then with this memory scripture to think about throughout the week. It's from John 10, verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me."